May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for January 18th, 2020. And what a year we have shaping up, or shaping down if your cup is half empty. The rate of change is accelerating, folks, so remember to be proactive, seeing the good that can come with change rather than reactive, responding to crisis in the same way that created it in the first place. In my last show, I introduced the decade of the 2020s as Aquarian Spring. And in this show, I'll be explaining how the Aquarian Spring decade evolves from a deep state of endless war to a high state of endless love. That's saying a lot, so stay tuned. As for the cosmic weather morphing the planet, the conjunction of the Sun, Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, and Mercury in Capricorn over the last 2 weeks saw a lot of major earthquake and volcanic activity worldwide. And this isn't surprising if you know some basics in quantum field science that explains how planetary alignments trigger earth events, especially when aligned with the very earthy and grounded deep space energies of Capricorn. So all the earth shaking and volcanic activity goes with the territory. It should lighten up, though, as the sun goes into Aquarius in a few days. This intense cosmic weather the last 2 weeks has also erupted with geopolitics of war and power struggles. I mean, have you followed what went on in Iraq the last 2 weeks? Talk about earth-shaking tremors in the force. Global netizens worldwide were terrorized with the potential for World War III erupting. Now, I'll go into that shortly. I mean, not to mention the power struggles in Washington, D.C., with a not-so-civil war between Democrats and Republicans over Trump's impeachment. And what did you think of the news this last week that President Putin dissolved his Congress to create a new system of government with himself as leader for life, you know, much like the Chinese president did? I'm not chalking all this up to astrology. Maybe it's just a coincidence that things happen on Earth as it is in heaven. Anyway, back to the Aquarian Spring. Global freedom and opportunity has arrived as a choice for global netizens to spring into Aquarius. This is the Aquarian mandate of universal freedom and love. The Aquarian age, the 2000 year millennial Aquarian age, of so much prophecy and mythos and some really great music heralding the Aquarian age. Well, you know, I'm not saying it will happen overnight. We're certainly not in the clear yet. The neocons and political Zionists, but I repeat myself, definitely want a major war to cover for the economic collapse and reset that's going on behind the scenes. Reset will occur the easy way with love, or the hard way, you know, endless terror war, which hopefully we're not so used to that it's become the normal. I mean, if you do not understand political Zionism, and this is a subject behind the scenes that we very rarely hear about, otherwise you're called anti-Semitic, but if you do understand political Zionism, this is one way you can comprehend who really owns and controls central banking, big tech media, and the big war agenda that shaped U.S. history the last century and is behind deep state policies now. This is a very difficult subject to wrap one's head around. And in the narrative, that I'm going through now, which is from the article that will be in the podcast show notes regarding this Aquarian spring shift from deep war to high to a high state of peace. This shift that's going on, the key to understanding this largely is understanding the economics and politics are far more complex than the convoluted cognitive dissonance in mainstream news, which is just fraught with misinformation and disinformation to keep us distracted from what's really going on. And I mean, love him or hate him, Trump is gaslighting the core issue of Zionist war by deception so that people worldwide will wise up to who is profiting from war, insecurity, and tyranny, creating a scarcity of love for the rest of us. Now, again, this subject is very difficult to wrap your head around without reading the article link I've provided on political Zionism in the show notes with this article. As you read about the shift from deep war to high state, you know, this evolution of the 2020s, this is going to be a decade-long process. This is not going to happen overnight. But understanding it, where it's going, what's the story behind it, it's very difficult to comprehend how much this Zionist connection of political Zionism with the neocons and forces on both sides of the aisle, Democratic and Republican, behind the scenes, this understanding of what political Zionism is, and there's some great videos at that link on political Zionism, videos and articles and infographics, that it's a mind-blower for people that are naive to this war by deception strategy that's in the media, that's in government, that's in economics, and this is a good way with this understanding to understand why Trump, for example, is, according to Netanyahu, quote unquote, his finest puppet to date, and how he's been surrounded by Zionists from the time he came into government. Now, there's an expression, you know, agree with thine enemy quickly. And understanding how Trump has had economic advisors and war advisors and media advisors that are Zionists all around him, layers and layers and layers, and from the time he was elected. And I had a video that I posted on multiple websites back at the time of his election that was a deep expose revelation of these rings and layers of Ashkenazi Jews and Zionists that was the Trump administration, the transition team. And, of course, the key cabinet positions and officers and people around him are either Christian Zionists or Jewish Zionists, but they're Zionists, they're political Zionists. And I don't mean to be offensive to Jews in general any more than Christians in general. I mean, there are Christian Zionists, there's Jewish Zionists. You know, you might say there's equal opportunity Zionists in both political parties, you know. And so the understanding the Zionism and the political Zionism behind a lot of what's going on, it helps to understand it. For example, why the United States is threatened to stage an attack and blame it on Iran four different times over the years. Now, Iran has been in the crosshairs of the Zionists for decades, and I'm going to be touch on this lightly because Aquarian Spring is with the surging of the frequencies of Aquarius. There's a purging the frequencies of the Piscean age of fear and doubt and endless war terror, you might say, that those energies are on the surface. They're being purged, and it's going on. How it's going on with, you might say, a gaslighting of the situation, Trump's gaslighting of the situation in the Middle East. When I say gaslighting, bringing the whole issue of the Zionist agenda to the under the spotlight, and basically, in a sense, stopping it in its tracks and reversing it. And I'll be going into that briefly, but I'm just going to go through some of the headlines, and I referred to some of these in my last show as I was wrapping it up, and of course I've developed it since then. 2 weeks ago, there was more coming out over this last 2 weeks that I've added to that website and gone on to explain more on the Aquarian Spring and, you might say, moving through these negative frequencies and purging them with a more positive frequencies that gets past political Zionism, behind the scenes. So some of these headlines I referred to before talked about what's going on with President Trump and Pompeo and how they lured this Soleimani to Iraq and then basically had him murdered. Now, on the surface, this is in our face murder. You know, I mean, he ordered it. He set him up and more. But behind the scenes, there's evidence coming out, this which cannot be disclosed and is being disclosed a little at a time. But the real story is so frightening of what was going on with Soleimani behind the scenes, and I'll be referencing what that is, that the State Department couldn't go into the details of it, nor Trump, from what I understand now. And it's just, again, this thing's have changed a lot in 2 weeks to where I thought that Soleimani was one of the, so to speak, good guys that were set up and sacrificed. I mean, he helped fight ISIS for the coalition forces in Iraq. But there's more to the story of what he was doing. And I'll be going into that, referencing it. But some of the headlines that came out over the last 2 weeks with millions of people filling the streets of Iran, Iraq, Syria to pay tribute to this top general Soleimani of Iran and curse the Americans who killed him. I mean, this is like the revolution, the Iranian revolution, going back to what, 1979, when there was Iranians burning the American flag and taking over the embassy in Iran and basically cursing Americans, you know, death to America. Well, there was a redux of that. It's like the record of that is back on the surface. How it's going to be resolved is going to be interesting, because Iraq's parliament has expelled foreign militaries from Iraq. They've basically voted for ending the presence of foreign troops, including Americans. And Patrick Buchanan wrote an article, if Baghdad wants us out, let's go. And it talks about, you know, why we should get out. And this is conservative Republican perspective. So the blowback from this Soleimani assassination increases in several regards with exposés, for example, like how Trump was trying to steal its oil, supposedly, without paying for reconstruction of Iraq. I mean, serious issue. And other articles like this have been coming out. One about Iraq's prime minister was forced to resign after Trump threatened his life. And another article, U.S. rebuffs Iraq's prime minister request for troop exit, saying it's our right, it's a source for good. I mean, these are headlines that are going worldwide, folks. I mean, this is the issue that's like a big pimple on the surface of the body politic. And it's just full of pus, you might say, right now. The U.S. warns Iraq it risks losing access to key bank accounts if troops told to leave. This is from the Wall Street Journal. In other words, what they're saying is the Trump administration threatened Iraq's loss of revenue, loss of access to their New York federal account where all international oil sale revenue is kept. And this would, of course, create a cash crunch in Iraq's finances. Another article regarding this understanding of what's going on in Iran and Iraq the roots of U.S. hatred towards Iran. There's an article that goes in depth on the on this and the long sordid history of Pentagon intervention in Iraq, going way back before the 1979 Iranian Revolution, and what that was all about, and how the Iraq and is now the battleground for Iran and U.S. conflict. That's from Global Research. Global Research has provided some really good articles. The Corbett Report has a video, two videos actually, on the situation with the assassination of Soleimani, and there's a lot of misinformation. Obviously, from these two videos, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation. But I add a note after the second video in the blog post that I provide again, the link in the show notes, that there's a much deeper, or you might say a higher truth behind this whole Iran crisis. And I just got this recently, these two articles from Anna von Ritz. And she's a constitutional expert. She's brilliant and much deeper than most of us can even process, because the language and the constructs of concepts regarding true constitutional law go much deeper than basically where, you know, our prevailing awareness of the Constitution on a very rudimentary level. So these two articles, and one of them from January 17th, which is just yesterday, came out, called A National Alert and an Appeal, explaining the war profiteering politics and the evil treachery of this Soleimani. I mean, the story is hair-raising about him smuggling nuclear material into the United States. And, of course, the sources of this are explained by Anna von Ritz, for intelligence sources. And if this is true, that he was smuggling uranium into the United States for mini nukes to be exploded in conjunction with, you might say, deep state, dark side forces that really want to create chaos in America as a cover for this economic reset. So basically they have, you know, an excuse for it that they can blame on Iran or war. You know, basically throughout history, too often we've seen that the war expansion policies that began to collapse were often trying to be retrofitted or rebooted with more war. In other words, solving the problem, so to speak, with the same misqualified energies that created the problems in the first place. So this is a serious issue to understand, the behind the scenes stuff that's also corroborated by Benjamin Fulford and what he has to say about power elite factions pulling the strings from behind the scenes. And there's an article, then I provide a link again in this article I'm referring to in the show notes. And there's an article that Benjamin Fulford provides a full report on how the Zionist move to start World War III has backfired. This is perhaps, whether it was the intention or Trump or not, that you can say that the article goes into how this U.S. murder of top Iranian General Soleimani was either a brilliant chess move or a very stupid mistake, but either way, it severely harms Zionists, which, as far as the power elite power trips, you know, behind the scenes that are inverting, subverting, and perverting constitutional law, you know, to basically to gaslight and understand and expose and basically roll back this force of political Zionism is a good thing. So maybe this whole Zionist move to start World War III has backfired. And there's another article from Global Research. They explains that the unintended consequences of the Soleimani murder. And the article goes into the unintended consequence. Did Trump just give the Middle East to China and Russia? Very interesting article. What's going on with global policies, global economics, and with the alignment of Russia and China, and creating the Silk Road in a whole new economic order that's beginning to bypass the U.S. dollar. Again, over the next 10 years, that's going to be an issue. It's part of the Aquarian Spring. A big drama will unfold here, especially when you factor in the free energy technology that's being liberated from laboratories to transcend big oil. I mean, is that the big shift to free energy from the vacuum of space? You know, the Tesla energy technology and other energy technologies that provide clean, virtually free energy from multiple sources, whether it's the hydrogen from water, or again, there's the free energy from the vacuum of space, the quantum field energy, zero point energy. I mean, all these things are coming into manifestation in the decade of the 2020s, Aquarian Spring. All this innovation is going to be coming into the physical, not just free energy technology, but holistic healing technologies for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. Frequency technologies, healing with light and sound, all kinds of breakthroughs are coming. This is Aquarius. We're in Aquarian Spring. This is going to be the big drama over the next 10 years. So in summary here, and I'm going to, this part of the show, I'm just going to give kind of a definition of the deep state with the scripture quote from the King James Version, Ephesians 6:12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I would add, you know, we wrestle against sin, the frequency of stuck in negativity. always have. You know, that's the big test for everyone. You know, how do I get stuck in negativity? How to basically, with affirmation, confirmation, and the determination of, you know, pure intention, focused attention, love retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of, you know, high state comprehension. So, let's pray the cool heads prevail, folks. The real enemy of global freedom and opportunity for united sovereigns is being revealed to all of us to see. I mean, note those who profit from war are celebrating their saber rattling. We had all the military contractors like Raytheon, Lockheed, you know, their stock prices soared during the Iran crisis. Big oil had big price spikes. Then President Trump addressed the nation and world to say that the U.S. now leads the world in oil production, shoring up the crumbling U.S. petrodollar as the global currency standard. Well, give it 10 years, folks. The petrodollar's toast as free energy technology innovations come out of the laboratories and come into physical manifestation. That will define an economics of abundance, because there's such an abundance of clean, free energy, especially zero-point energy from the quantum field. And we're talking about, you know, a whole new economic system based on the economics of abundance rather than the economics of scarcity. Quantum shift, quantum paradigm shift, it's, you know, huge changes. So there are those who profit from all this fear, war, death, and hell stuff. I mean, even CNN and big media has come out of the ratings doldrums to profit from this big drama diversion from the global economic reset behind the scenes. So there were some other articles, you know, I provided on what's going on with the banker wars behind the scenes. Again, it's all about global economic jousting between power elite cabals that are basically positioning to own and control more of the global economy. So ask yourself, folks, is it true that the old paradigm of scarcity economics has created a scarcity of truth peace and prosperity that serves only, I mean, a scarcity of truth, a scarcity of peace, a scarcity of prosperity that serves only big media, big war, big oil, big pharma, and an Orwellian big government. I mean, are you aware that the new co-creation paradigm of abundance economics will liberate Aquarian virtues of freedom, truth, and love to seal the door where evil dwells? I mean, would you agree that economics based on the value of scarcity is an oxymoron that makes morons of all of us, you know, united sovereigns? So the deep state won't succumb to a high state of enlightenment without enough good people rising up to make it so. So Aquarian Spring is rising up, and this is the pure intent to basically focus our attention more on where it's going, the upside with Aquarian Spring and the frequency shift. I mean, what the Aquarian Spring is all about. And so the infographic that I'll have in the show notes with this podcast is says that the universe doesn't speak English. It speaks frequency. So the Aquarian Spring is a frequency shift. This is the core understanding of the next 10 years, the frequencies of Earth, the frequencies of consciousness. Again, we're talking about the in the alpha theta range of higher consciousness, the Schumann resonance, the resonant frequencies in the Earth. They've been spiking at higher levels. They're raising in frequencies. They resonate with the brain waves inside the cranium of each one's brain. In the quantum field, you might say, in the holodeck between your ears. And this is what's going on. There's an energy shift. There's a frequency shift. And so understanding the language of frequency, the universal language of light, the language of consciousness, is the keynote to understanding the Aquarian Spring. So the big shift from deep state to high state is more about the whole and holy, healthy spirit of love and action as a frequency, rather than the cognitive dissonance and density of deep state dystopia stuck in a frequency of actual sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, you know, the war for profit mentality of the military-industrial complex and the disease for profit, for example, or the medical-industrial complex. Basically, the corporate law model of stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. So Aquarian Spring is the spirit of co-creation with higher power, freedom in love that's moving into the field of Aquarius. This spirit of universal freedom in love that is at the heart of or in an archetypal representation of the energies of the deep space energies of Aquarius, the field of Aquarius. Now, I have a link on the field, which goes into that and orients, you know, the galactic coordinates, solar system coordinates, the precession of the equinox, the energies, quantum field energies, the shifts with different graphics and infographics and videos that explain this understanding of Aquarian Spring as a function of Earth's evolution, you might say Earth's orbit, into a field of energies, the field of energies of Aquarius that have all kinds of change innovations that along more enlightened lines frame an understanding of basically the order of the universe with golden ratio coordinates to correspond to the frequency of the heart rhythms when it is coherent with the energies of joy, compassion, loving kindness, etc. So that's kind of the intro into this piece regarding the Aquarian Spring and the frequency shift. This frequency of the Aquarian spirit of freedom and love, as in frequently, is the Holy Spirit of love and action in terms of a universal interface, hardware. And there's a link on this that explains this concept of interactive, you might say, love and action. The Holy Spirit of love and action is an interactive process for global interactive telecommunity, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. You might say that the TLC component to Aquarian Spring in all dimensions, archetypal dimensions of, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, government, education, healthcare, the economy, you know, featuring more light for conscious evolution and more love, cosmic, universal love at the heart of it all. So keep in mind the most powerful force in the universe. Quantum science has confirmed ancient wisdom. There's an extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. Now, I'm going through a narrative now that basically I've lifted several paragraphs and paraphrased several paragraphs from a quote attributed to Albert Einstein at the website, the link I provided, unicusmagazine.com. Unicus Magazine is the source of what I'm largely going through now. And I'm going to go back to it. This most powerful force in the universe, quantum science, again, I'm going to repeat this, has confirmed ancient wisdom. There is an extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. It is a force that includes and governs all others, and it is seen behind all of cosmic law operating in the universe. And it is yet to be embraced by the public. This universal force is love. Now, as I frame that understanding, you know, the higher the concept of love, the greater the results in terms of love. So when I'm saying over the show love on the website, the article, and those who read Cosmic Love, the Cosmic Love blog, you know I'm referring to a frame of reference was the first principles of cosmic law, the law of the one, the circle, law of the two and one, in the L, the 3-in-1 in the V, the 4-in-1 in the E, with circle, triangle, square, you know, pure geometry frame of reference for these first principles of cosmic law. So this universal force is love. And when scientists look for a unified field theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force. Love is light, as enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds with revelations. You know, the classic, you know, love is God and God is love. And the quote by Dr. David Hawkins from The Eye of the Eye, he says, to understand the nature of love, this is Dr. Hawkins' quote. To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. This force explains all and gives meaning to life. This is the variable we have ignored for too long, maybe because we are afraid of love, because it is the only energy in the universe that man has not learned to harness and drive at will. And so I insert here the quote from Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know how to pronounce his name, the French guy, Teilhard de Chardin. And you'll know this quote when he says, man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. So in a free will universe, cosmic love, universal love, is a choice. Quantum science gives visibility to love by showing how Einstein's famous equation of E equals mc squared unleashes abundant energy for healing the world as can be obtained by love multiplied by the speed of conscious light squared as we become conscious of how we are conscious. The language of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness, as using that in a universal interface for global telecom. I provide links going into this more, this understanding of a universal interface, global telecom, the source of it, the history of it, the working model of it, what it looks like and how it works is a fulfilling of basically quantum science in terms of the universal law, language of love. So back to this, back to these, this paraphrasing of Einstein, after failure of humanity and the use and control of atomic power, it is urgent that we raise the standard of unified field consensus by and for a more conscientious high state of civility. If we want our species to survive, if we are to find a meaning in life, if we want to save the world and every sentient being inhabiting it, a high state of love is the obvious choice. Now, again, most of these words above, I've referenced here since I talked about this being, you know, a paraphrase of Einstein quote. Most of these words I've just gone through can be seen, you know, the original of it. It's a paraphrase of it from the website Unicus Magazine. So at this stage, I'm going to kind of make a little break. There's a graphic, 2020s, the decade ahead. And there's an article from the Corbet Report, and he goes into an understanding of the 2020s, a peek at the decade ahead. And I make the note, and then James Corbet, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, he's brilliant in many ways of exposing what's going on, but he tends to reference the trendings of the world without recognizing positive alternatives that could evolve. He tends to just reference, basically the expression is, if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. If you're doing trend analysis based on the way things are disintegrating in the deep state, disintegrating as far as core constitutional freedoms, and disintegrating in terms of civility on the world stage, if you just follow those trends and lead them in the sort of logical direction, it ain't positive. So without a vision of global love-centric technology, you might say high-touch, high-tech, then where the trends are going are less than love, to say the least. So the 2020s Aquarian Spring is a 10-year process, co-creating a global web of light, consciousness, you know, general enlightenment and love, you know, on in the social networks, of Earth, the all-connected global social networks. And again, the capability, we'll see the capabilities emerge over the next 10 years for a truly universal interface with a universal, when I say language, you have universal translation capabilities between almost all languages now, all the major languages, whereby world citizens, world netizens on the net can basically interact with a standardized frame of reference for unity in our diversity and along more enlightened lines that represent pure intention, focused attention with love's retention, conscious ascension, and dimension of basically high state comprehension. So initiates understand this process. I'm going to go through this, you know, a reference to these initiates, communicants, and adepts who represent different levels of mass understanding and mastery of this process, which will define Aquarian Spring. Basically, you might say a process of uprising and uprising, you know, waking up, rising up, and rising up. Different people now are at different levels. We have different people at the levels of, they're just neophytes. Others are initiates. Others are what I call communicants. They're the 1 to 3% in social networks who do 20% of the networking. They're communicators. They're the cultural creatives. And you have those among us who are true adept masters of this process. They're coherent and congruent with, you might say, a mastermind alliance, which is the ascended masters. Those are spiritual masters on the other side of the veil who are overshadowing their own, who resonate with their frequencies of mastery and their momentums of mastery that they ascended with. You know, the ascended masters. This is the ascended mastermind alliance of the adepts. So initiates understand this process involving and evolving individual and collective conscience. Communicants share this process. I mean, you don't have to be perfect to understand a process of perfection for that networks a correction, a self-correcting process. You know, basically self-correcting, self-elevating, you know, self-mastery as, you know, for salvation. It's a process. And the adepts, they master this process. The spirit that matters is what love and action does. Cosmic, universal love and action. You know, basically the heart of creator in action. The heart of creators in action. So pure intention drives this process for the ordained power of love. We're talking about source field co-creation. And focused attention directs this process with the enlightened wisdom of love, you know, education of the heart. And love retention at the highest levels will fulfill this process of ascension in a dimension of universal cosmic love, whereby one in love is a majority. Now, this concept of one in love is a majority, it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around, but it has to deal with the frequencies, the Aquarian frequencies of a higher nature that represents all, but truly the frequency represents all. It is a frequency of unity and diversity. It's a frequency of unity conscience, but it's a United States, us as a United State, all of us, global netizens. It's a global village now. You know, what's going on globally is an exact parallel of what happened in the United States of America, 200, almost 300 years ago. Point being is that there was a major shift of energy, the understanding of us. Back then it was local, United States of America. Now it's global. It's United Sovereigns of Earth. It's like the outer planets, Pluto, Saturn, and Capricorn. And what's going on there is an exact rerun, the reboot of the frequencies, the energies at a higher level, what went on with the American Revolution and where Pluto and Saturn and Capricorn, where they were back at that time, you know, basically the same frequency of a power shift. So the understanding of this process, it's a brilliant understanding of it, of this, how one in love is the majority, is explained in this quote by the brilliant guy, Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology, from his book, Power Versus Force, one of my 10 most favorite books, all-time books. From the book, Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior, and he says, quote, "One individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all of life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels." We're talking about research, a decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology. Again, it's documented in the book Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David R. Hawkins. So I love the quote by Marianne Williamson, who says, "Any thought of love uplifts the vibration of the universe." This is what that quote by Dr. Hawkins is referencing to. People who vibrate, live and vibrate at the higher energy levels of pure love and reverence for all of life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. He has charts and scales, but again, millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology, showing how the higher frequencies, and I'm referring to the Aquarian spring, these energies of universal love and basically freedom in love, the spirit of freedom in love, and how it is surging. And of course, what we're seeing is the dark side of the force, political Zionism, etc., is purging. It's right on the surface. It's like a boil that's ready to be lanced. And you might say it was just lanced in the Middle East. And now, how are we going to drain that sucker? You know, that's the question. How are we going to mitigate the backlash, the blowback, from what's perceived by many people all over the world and in the Middle East as a horrendous crime against humanity? So this is a dicey issue. I mean, we're talking about a big shift going on here, and as the veil thins in these rarefied energies of Aquarius, kind men will rise above all things nefarious. The meek and humble will inherit the earth as frequencies of love ensure its rebirth. Excuse me. Okay. So this is the time of revelations, folks. With, you know, ascension is conscious evolution to a high state of common sense. Excuse me. And social conscience of best for all is what represents this high state of common sense. I mean, this is collective consciousness of global humanity is coming into unity. Fits and starts, you know, and it's we're coming into a unity consciousness, a state of basically we're all connected. You know, we might as well get our act together because, you know, it's like a global village now, the family of mankind, you know, we need to get along and with a high state of common sense. I mean, we're talking about social conscience of what's really best for all. I mean, common sense may be uncommon, but, you know, pure intention for what's best for all is a good place to start. So in the narrative, in the article, this is, again, from the Aquarian Frequency Shift article, and that's the other link I'm providing in the show notes of the homepage. There's an article referring to the seven characteristics of mass ascension. I did this article here a couple years ago, getting a little bit ahead of my time, regarding the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on in the collective conscience of global humanity, these seven characteristics of mass ascension. And there's some videos, articles, infographics in that article on seven characteristics of mass ascension that you may find interesting. So again, this is heralding the Aquarian Spring, which will pioneer the last frontier of inner space as unveils the cosmic web of love. I mean, in the spirit of Aquarius, this is a profitable venture for global cooperative communication coordination with a process for co-creating unity in our diversity in our all connected social network communities. So this is the time ordained for global humanity when the power and wisdom of universal love will morph the planetary matrix of dense 3D reality by raising the standard of living by way of the Holy Spirit of global love and action, the Heartware Project. I have a link on that. I've been fleshing that out over the years, the Heartware Project, what that will look like and how that can be a defining factor in the Aquarian Spring. So this is the spirit of Aquarian Spring, raising the prevailing frequency of mass-to-mass interactive love and action. Now, to appreciate what the Aquarian Spring is, and this article, I mean, you know, what the Aquarian Spring is all about, sometimes the best way to understand what something is to realize what it is not. So the Aquarian Spring is not corporate takeover of the internet by technocrat minions of the plutocrats. I'm going to have a link on that, article on that. This is an important understanding. Giant corporations have privatized the public sphere. Globalism of, by, and for super rich plutocrats has become their covert plan for the law of the land, whereby their golden rules that he who has the gold, you know, the money power, makes the rules. The Aquarian Spring is an internet upgrade of five core constitutional freedoms for representing all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. It is not corporate law usurping constitutional law for self-serving corporatocracy. I mean, this is the problem, folks. Corporate law has undermined constitutional law with legal precedents, as has established that the interests of stockholders come before the public whenever profits are at stake. You know, Red Lion decision. You can read the links on that and understand this is what the Aquarian Spring is not. I mean, what is the Aquarian Spring? It's a meritocracy upgrade, you know, with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics for interactive global telecom. What that looks like, how that works, you can read that link again in the show notes. So you can always pause if you listen to the video and you have the show notes, you know, these articles, the narrative I'm largely going through today. If you have that in another window, you can have a multimedia show stopping the show you're listening to, you know, the podcast, and watching the videos and articles and, you know, as you want to, and going back then and listening to the show narrative. So the point of is that the Aquarian Spring, what it is not, you know, the opposite Aquarian Spring, you might say, would be globalist takeover of the world, the globalist, you know, globalization of the world by, you know, the power trips of the power elite. There's an article on that by Charles Smith. It's a good article. And he explains, of course, globalization is the pejorative attributed to those at the top of the wealth power pyramid who shift capital around the world to exploit lower costs of labor, commodities, taxes, and environmental revelations. So if you take these cases in point that I've just referenced, what the Aquarian Spring is not, I love the quote by Benjamin Franklin, who said, "We are all born ignorant, but one must work very hard to remain stupid." In other words, when you understand what Aquarian Spring is not, these core forces of, you know, you might say deep state, dark side forces that are inverting, subverting, and perverting, you know, the Aquarian spirit of freedom and love, well, you'll have some insight and not remain stupid. So when, I mean, you think about it, when U.S. founders began, it's now going global as Aquarian frequencies matriculate the matrix, you might say, from the inside out, the frequencies. So the Aquarian Spring, you might say, is the decentralized upgrade with wisdom of the interactive crowd, you know, the cloud, representing a unified field of coherence as the common sense of meaning, value, and purpose optimized with interactive, you know, love-centric hardware. Now, the vision of this interactive crowd, the cloud, in the personal and planetary holodeck is a multidimensional field of dots, the cloud, that represents three numbers in sequence to define three dimensions and brain hemispheres with a dot in a 3D XYZ coordinate axis framing light language in a field of as many dots as people responding at any one time, 4D, times fourth dimension. There's a link on that. With the fifth dimension, there's a link on that, qualified by integration of conscientious common sense as a whole. Now, that may sound like a lot of gobbledygook over the internet. If you read that paragraph and the links on the vision of this interactive crowd, how that works, it gives a perspective of it, an in-depth perspective of it, in the personal planetary holodeck, you know, the field between our ears and in the collective consciousness. And there's a link on holodeck that gives us another orientation to these three dimensions, creating this dot in a field of dots, you know, basically representing individual and collective consciousness at any one moment of interaction of a video for mass-to-mass communications. And how that works with the language of consciousness to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness Well, that's the story that's going to basically define a high state of Aquarian Spring. And this is a process of telecommunication by way of evaluation criteria, again, that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness, the language of light, and a frame of reference for cosmic universal love. So, as thus, the Aquarian Spring heralds a meritocracy. And this was the pure intent of U.S. founders, and as the pure intent of Aquarian patriots, which is to say all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So, we're talking about, and this is again another quote I'm going to reference as I wrap this up, from the King James Version, Acts 2, chapter 17, or verse 17. And it will come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams, will dream dreams. And basically, talking about the last days, are we in the last days? I provide a video on the higher law, Sermon on the Mount, a reference 2 minutes from Jesus. It's an exquisite little video. I thought it was a great way to finish this up. And again, I'd like to get into more, but just to wrap it up in summary, let's pray that cool heads prevail, folks. Whatever name you pray to, may it have the same frequency as the God of love. And in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired directions, centering love within. So as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So heaven knows Mother Earth is in rebirth. Birth is painful and messy, but also joyous. Painful tribulations are before all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. Yet revelations inspire us in a unity state above the fray of dissonant frequencies. The New Testament is fulfilling the universal law of love with the frequency thereof. So keep the frequency, see the good, and network for the net worth of worldwide love. Thanks for listening. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.